Welcome back to Real Astro Gymnasium. Ralph Ray, Delane Hill Cross, and J-Man himself, Johnny Self, bringing you all the action where the Lady Bobcats just won their 20th of the season. 7-0, Delane says, in the conference. So I'd say they're undefeated in the district.
I think so.
You know, I just happened to run across this, but you know, this is the third year in a row, at least the third year in a row, where we've won at least 20 games. I don't know what we did from the previous to the 3 years, but we could check that. But I know we won 20, and then last year we won 23, and we're already at 20 this year. So congrats to Coach Smith and the Lady Bobcat. Johnny?
Okay, for the Lady Buffaloes of Park Range, we have Brianna Bush with 11, Anna Garrett with 14, Zoe Krause with 6, Esther Fantry with 4, Gracie Bush with 6, Emily Beatty with 2, Caitlin Beatty with 4 for a total of 47. For the Pickett County Lady Bobcats, Chris McClellan had 10, Courtney Pickett had 12, Abby Buck with 18, Janet Earl with 15, Alana Bibber with 3, Savannah Hammett with 2, and Cassie Gusen with 2 for a total of 62. Lady Bobcats win this one, 62-47. All right, let's give the sponsorship this season basketball this year. You have B&K Direct Grocery, Burstown Medical Center, Milestone Physical Therapy, Fires Auto Spot, Jackson Fine, Brown Funeral Chapel, Ryan Cross Carpentry, People's Bank and Trust, Albany Plumbing and Electric, Kelly Fury and Gill, Dale Hollis Shell, First Baptist Church, and with Brother Ivan Rayleigh, and Dr. Curry Riley at the entire sponsorship. Like a reminder, everyone, if you can listen to us next day broadcast, say around 12:30 on WAMY 100.9 FM out of Albany, Kentucky, or you can listen to us live on cable channel 10 out of Overton County.
Out of?
Huh?
Overton County.
Cable channel 10 out of Overton County.
Oh, okay.
Huh? I don't know what it is.
I don't
WAMY.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you're going too fast for me.
Oh, sorry.
At any rate, we had a tough game over at Clark Range, the home of the Buffaloes, back on December 15th. We ended up dropping it by 6, and the Buffaloes have a record of 18-6, which is a little bit better than ours, which I believe is what, 14-8?
That's right, yeah.
So, they've done quite well this year. And it's going to be a tough one for us, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, like I said earlier, the Bobcat team is we're peaking out right now, right at the very end of the season. And we saw what they've done at Cook. We're very impressed.
They played very well.
Hey, we can do this tonight.
Yes, we can. They definitely got the talent to do it, yes.
There's a tall youngster. Clark Range has some height, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 kids that are 6'5", and they have a 6'2 and a 6'1, 2 6'2, a 6'2 freshman, so they have height on us.
Yep.
I don't know, Johnny, you want to give a lineup?
Okay. For the Buffaloes of Clark Range, you have number 4, Hunter Crouch, number 12, Chase Fowler, number 21, Henry Lane, number 10, Coleman Lincoln, number 13, Marie Drew, number 3, Code Hayes, number 24, Ryan Miller, number 15, John McCloskey, number 3, Austin Mundy, number 20, Riley Stevens, number 5, Josh Diffrey, number 13, Zach Buck, number 33, Brandon Daughtry, number 11, Nick Hall, number 22, Seth Henderson. Number 34, Dedrick Phillips. Number 13, Tyler Fullins. And number 30, Ethan Wyatt. The starting five for the Clark Range Buffaloes will be number 4, Hunter Crouch. Number 12, Chase Fowler. Number 10, Coleman Lincoln. Going to be number 24, Ryan Miller. And number 3, Austin Mundy, coached by Mr. Rodney Powell. The Pickett County Bobcats entire roster, number 21, Ryan Hill. Number 24, number 4, Bill Garrick. Number 3, Bryson York. Number 20, Clay Smith. Number 14, Jonathan Crawford. Number 42, Colton Sales. Peyton Rector is out with an injury. Number 23, Trent Young. Number 35, Brian Gibson. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 1, Gabe Moon. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 40, Blake Hughes. And number 2, John Michael Thurl. Starting 5, your 50-handed podcast will be number 2, John Michael Thurl. Number 40, Blake Hughes. Number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. And number 35, Brian Gibson. Coached by Nathan Aaron and his sister, Ray Ellen Webb. And Delane, before I turn it back over to Ralph, we got another player injured. And which one is that, with a broken wrist or whatever? Do you remember?
That's Will Garrett.
Will Garrett. He's out with an injury.
And Coach Sales is out,
Coach
too.
Sales. So we got three players out tonight.
Well, did he tell us during that interview Gabe Moon was out?
Oh, yeah. Gabe Moon's got an ankle issue. That's right.
He just keeps going.
That's four.
That's four.
Yeah, he said his line was getting slim.
Well, okay, now's the time to cast your vote.
I'm going to say with a margin of about 2, the Bobcats.
All right, okay, I will take it. Johnny?
I don't know, she's going to predict that. She's an ex-basketball player right here in Pickett County. If she's going to predict it that close, I think I'll wait closer to the end to tell you what I think. She knows the game, so hey, what can I say?
I'm not looking for a blowout tonight.
This could be a rough game, too.
Hey, I mean, very well.
Physically.
Very physically.
Yes, sir.
This is a rival team, Clark Range Buffaloes, and you pick a Kenny Bobcat, so
right,
we've been rivals for years, yes.
7A, and we'll see how accurate it is. I haven't even thought enough about it, but I'm thinking our Bobcats, if they win, it's going to be by very few points.
Yes.
All right, folks, let's take a break and pay some more bills. If you haven't refreshed that tally, now's the time to do it. Make a pit stop and get back on that couch or in that recliner. But please listen to these messages from our great sponsors. Take your business to them. You'll be glad you did. They'll be glad you did, and Johnny and Delane are going to dance on the table right here. Woo-hoo! Don't you dare go away.
B&K Buy-Right and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
Jack Amonet has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonet at 606-688-0913.
Welcome back, folks, to Leroy Hassler. We're just having a little more fun. So you'll forgive us if we don't get off things right away. But at any rate, Johnny, I don't remember if you gave the lineup, so you want to give the starters or what?
I did, and I will when I can. All right, the starting five for your Bobcats is going to be number 2, John Michael Thurl.
You gave the rosters, not the starters.
Yeah.
40, Blake. And a Hughes, number 32, Ben Neal. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 35, Brian Gibson. And for the Buffaloes, it's going to be number 4, Hunter Crouch. Number 12, Chase Fowler. Number 10, Coleman Lincoln. Number 24, Ryan Miller. Number 3, Austin Mundy. And this game right here will be very fast-paced, very intense, and going to be a lot of action on the floor. There's no doubt about that. Once this thing gets rolling, it's going to be unstoppable.
I just took a peek in Coach Aaron's notebook he left on my table, and he's got a complete plan.
Yep,
he's got it spelled out, and he's ready to go.
Hey, Ralph, I want to mention something. If you notice, we got a minute 45 to go before the game starts, and we're already up to 15-0 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to see more of. And don't want to see a second win. But at any rate, what? These guys are crazy. Oh, it's nuts around here, I tell you. I don't know who's a little... All I gave that up years ago. They ran me out of town, so I... All right, Johnny. Are we on there?
I can't tell when the yard is in the eighth.
I can't either with all these interruptions.
But anyway, we're 53 seconds for game time, and we're fixing to introduce the starting five for both squads, and we just can't say enough what this game is going to be very fast-paced, going to be a lot of excitement on the floor, and could get very physical at times, I'm saying.
I'd say Trent Young, sure cutting down that hair on his face. It's really short. He looks a lot better, in my opinion.
Me too.
He's not a good-looking kid. He doesn't need to cover it with, well, at any rate. Oh, my prejudice is coming out.
Let's see, if the weather permits, we're going to Monterey's that Tuesday night.
You bet.
And then we got the Red Bull Springs Friday night.
I was asked a question by Robert the other day, and that is... and the question is, when does the district start? And I said, you know, I don't have the dates, but I suspect there'll be the week following the 12th, which they always have been.
Yeah.
And they usually start on a Wednesday, and they have the two play-in games on Wednesday, and then Thursday it gets serious. So,
starting for the Buffaloes, you got number three, Austin Mundy. Number 24, that's going to be Ryan Miller. Number four, that's Hunter Crouch. Number 12, that's going to be, and let's see, Chase Fowler. And then we have number 10, that's going to be Coleman Linkus. We got this right here confirmed, that we're doing this tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, tomorrow.
It was in the newspaper.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, insofar as we can trust the local rag, it'll be tomorrow.
All right, getting ready to introduce the starting five for the Pickle Candy Podcast.
Yeah, we should be on tomorrow at, what, 4:15?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the music's playing. The drill is pumping, and the excitement is in the air.
Come on, let's go.
The drums are beating slowly. Number two, John Michael Farrell. Number 10, Dawson Abbott. Number 32, Ben Fields. Number 35, Brian Gibson. And the big guy, number 40, that is Lake Hughes. That's a 45 for you.
You know what Blake Hughes waves in at?
What?
220.
Well, he's all through.
You wouldn't know that. He's all muscle. But at any rate, Delaine, it's time to go to work.
Time to go to work. We're going to have Lockett jumping up against our very own Brian Gibson. Here goes the ball. It's going to go to your Bobcats. Farrell gets it, gets it down the habit. Having gets it up top to Gibson. Gets it over to Farrell. Farrell has his line to have it, almost right away, but he gets it. Up to Ben. Neal's got it, gets it over to Gibson. Gibson down the corner to Hughes. Hughes all the way down the corner to Farrell. Farrell's going to bring it in. Pulls up a jumper. In and out, but we've been being nailed in there.
Ben the Tiger, and he positioned himself and got himself a good put back off the glass.
Money's got the ball. He gets it over to Lockett. Lockett gets it up top to Fowler. Fowler gets it over to Miller. Back to Crouch. Crouch pulls up a jumper in there.
That Crouch is a tough customer, let me tell you. Do you remember?
Yes.
December.
Pearl gets the ball to Ben gets it up top to Abbott, over to Gibson on the right side, back up top to deal comes off his foot, he gets it over to Furl. Furl lets the habit. Rabbit drives in down in the corner to you. And he's trying to get it back to Furl. We're going to set it up. Over to Gibson. Gibson gets it up top to Abbott. Abbott to Neal.
Well, they're all over Abbott.
Mm-hmm. Inside to Hughes. Hughes turns spin.
Short.
He gets his rebound. Going to be a jump ball.
Going to go to Clark Grant.
Going to Clark Grant. Mundy's going to walk it down.
He walked.
Help Mundy get to the crowd. Neal seals it. He gets it out the floor. Down in the corner to Abbott for three. Count it.
Yes, sir. Rebounded.
What's the whistle? They haven't marked it up yet. What's going on?
Wait a minute.
They're not going to count it? Yeah, now they mark it up. Thank you, Dr. Rich.
Okay, we don't know anything what just happened, but we did get 3 points.
All right, that's all that matters.
Mundy's going to bring it down. Takes it over on the left side. Drives all the way down, underneath the baseline, pass inside, knocks away, comes away with the soap out, if I get to the crowd, he turns, spins inside, in there.
He has an uncanny way of going just where that basket is.
Pearl set the ball at the top of the key.
By the four, Bobcats up by a point.
Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott brings it back up top. Gets it back to Pearl. Pearl drives in the corner to Neal for a three. Nope, little short. Hughes gets the rebound. He passes to Pearl. Pearl's going to bring it back out. He takes it back in. He gets it back to Hughes in there.
Head fake, shoulder fake, delay, and he put it in. 7-4.
Mundy stepped the ball. He's going to walk it down. Got it at the top of the key. Send it straight over on the right side. Looking for somebody. Nobody there. 5 seconds almost called. Gets it down to Lockett in the corner. He's going to drive in. He misses. Rebound Gibson. Gibson gets it to Furl. Furl runs it down. He gets it out to you. He sends it back to Furl. Furl passes inside to Neal. In there. Neal's
Man is coming into his own tonight. Is that his third basket?
Yeah.
9-4.
Four points. Mundy's got the ball. Pass inside. Oh, he sends it. He gets it to Furl. Furl down in the corner to Abbott. Abbott up to Neal. Neal drives in. Going to be a foul on Lockett. That goes against Mundy. His first.
Foul on Mundy this Friday. Get in it.
Pearl gets it into you. Hands it back to Pearl. Pearl drives in. Pass it top to Abbott for three. Nope. In and out.
Wow, those two kids are really trying.
Hughes runs it down, goes up in the stands, but he's okay. Mundy's going to walk it down with 4 minutes left in the first.
This little guy out here will fool you.
Yes, he
will.
He's
a fine ball player.
He is a little one, though, isn't he?
Pass gets the ball. Gets it over to, I can't see, I think Mundy's got to get it up to Miller. Miller's going to take it in, drives it in, and shoots, nothing there. Goes on wide. The Bobcats are going to get it and bring it back down.
Well, I was just thinking, as Luke made that call, you don't have any doubt when he makes the call.
You can hear him, that's for sure. Pearl's got the ball over on the right side, pass all the way over to Abbott. Abbott gets it up top to Neal, back to Pearl. Pearl takes it inside, in there.
Yeah.
There's going to be a foul.
I hope they count it.
That's going to go against 24 Miller, and that was what they're calling before the shot.
Oh, come on, Luke. That's the rule that needs to be changed. You can't foul and game.
So he'll get the ball to Gibson for a three. Rolls around, but Hughes gets the rebound, and Hughes scores.
They're not going to count this.
There's going to be a foul against number 12, I do believe, holding on to Neal.
Well, that's two baskets now. They haven't counted.
Yeah. Because against Fowler, he's first.
13 foul. No fouls on the Bobcats.
Earl's got the ball down in the corner to Abbott for a three. Count it.
Oh, yes, sir. Rebound. A 30 for Dawson.
30-second timeout on Clark. Hurry, he's close.
12-4.
308
left. Out of the blocks. And like we were saying, the Bobcats have been doing a good job in the last few games. Don't you think, Johnny?
Yes, sir. They just keep on improving, and this is the time to do it.
Yeah, well, Clark Green, on their home court, only beat us by 6 in December. And we were still struggling a bit back then. But at any rate, Delaney, you're on your own.
All right, here we go. Mundy's going to walk it down. I just wonder if Mundy's any relation to Sean Mundy that played for my place. He was an MVP our senior year. All right, he gets the ball down in the corner, too. Miller, I do believe.
Oh, he's right.
Nothing called. Pass comes away with it. Going to be stripped up by
Ben.
That's my Jason, his first.
Gibby. That's the first foul of the game on the Bobcats. 12-4 with 2:51 remaining.
It's going to be another foul. This is going to be called against Hughes. Yep, that's going to be his first. We can't have these fouls like that.
Well, we've
look at Tracus and Hughes.
Yeah.
Ball pass underneath. That's his.
And then we call it on
Hughes. That's his second right off the bat.
All in a matter of 10 seconds.
Ball pass long into Lycus. Lycus gets it over to Hayes. Pass underneath the crowd. It's in there.
That was a good pass. I think Cross was the best shooter on that team.
Hughes brings it down, gets it to Abbott. Back to you, Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Abbott. Down in the corner to Gibson. All the way to Hughes.
My goodness.
Long pass.
They play in the stratosphere sometimes.
Up top two, Gibson for three. Count it.
And another sophomore knocks it home. 15-6, 2:15 remaining.
Mundy's got it up front. He takes it over on the, gets it to Miller up top. Gets it over to Hayes on the left. Hayes drives in, hands off to Lycus. He lays it in.
Between Lycus and Clutch, you take those two out of there. What a difference that would make. 15-8.
Pearl's got it up top.
He did.
Gets it down to Abbott. Abbott to Pearl. Up top to Abbott. Abbott takes it inside. Pulls up a little jump.
17-8. 1:35 remaining in the first.
Mundy's got it. Passes long over to Hayes. Hayes hands it to Lycus. Lycus gets it out. Crouch for a three. In and out. Oh, Lycus almost had it, but Pearl comes away with it. He knocks it around right into Pearl's arm. Pearl takes it inside.
Oh.
No. Runs out of juice. Lycus gets the rebound. He gets it to Mundy. Mundy brings it down.
You know that Mundy, the little guard?
Yes. Gets it off to Miller.
If you look at his face, you think he's about a sixth grader.
Yes. Pearl gets the ball over to Neal, passes inside to you.
But that has nothing to do with the way he plays.
He gets it up to Abbott.
Under a minute now, 17-8.
Gets it to Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Pearl.
Taking the air out of it.
35 seconds left in the first. Bobcats up 17-8. Pearl drives in. Out to you.
Don't hold it now. Move it.
You turn to finish you.
Nice play by Blake Hughes. Makes it 19-8, but here comes the Buffaloes.
Mundy passes underneath the Lycus down in the corner to Miller. Back up top to Hayes for three. He is off. Rebound Abbott. Abbott runs it down. He gets it out. Oh, Mundy volley interception. He shoots on the half court line. Nothing there.
But at the buzzer at the end of one, the Bobcats are up 19-8. I have to say, guys, I'm a little surprised. But just keep it going, boys. Let's go away and we'll be back.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need. Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Breyer's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks. Delane.
Oh, we've got the Bobcats with the ball, and Trent Young, he loses control of it and turns it over, so it's going to go to the Buffaloes.
19-8, and here comes the Buffaloes.
Money's got it at top, takes it over on the right side. He hands it off to Trout. Trout takes it underneath to Lacus. Wide open. Oh! 21. Lane gets the rebound. And there's a foul call on Trent Young, his first, and we've got Lane going to the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot up. No good.
He's another 6'5 player.
He's tall. Second shot on its way. Good.
19-9. Here comes the Bobcats.
Pearl got it. Takes it up at the top key, passes over to Young on the right side at top to Neal. Neal passes inside to Furl. Furl up top to Abbott for a three. Count it!
That's three, Joni.
Yes, it is.
Three turkeys in just 1/4 and 1 minute for Dawson.
Money gets the ball over to Hayes. Hayes brings it back around. Brings it on the right side. He's picked up. It's not going to bounce by Ben Neal, but Hayes grabs it. It's out of bounds.
Aaron's going to have to get in the game there.
It's going to be a timeout on Clark Green. 30-second timeout.
All right. 22-9 with 6:56. And this it's nice to have this lead, but it's never over until it's over. You know the man is that now, of course. Yogi?
Who?
Yogi Berra.
Mama in Oberlin?
Oh, not that one. Yogi Berra.
Oh, Berra.
Not Yogi Berra.
I thought he said Yogi Berra.
No. Not over until it's over. The best one I like is when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Which one?
The
fork.
Dominique. That's the old
one. Here we go. Pearl got the ball on top of the key. Gets it over to Neal on the right side. Oh, pass inside, but it's thrown away. Throw it away, Kraft gets it to Lycus. Lycus gets it to Monday.
Boy, Ben has mustard on some of those passes.
Monday finishes down on the right again. Hands it off to Kraft. Watch the slide. There we go. We've got Miller with it.
Uh-oh. Ben's going to get another one.
That's going to be against Ben again. No, that's Ben first.
But that's the fifth team foul.
Ball thrown in long. The crowd Hayes takes it inside, throws it out to Mundy. Mundy gets it to Miller, almost tips away again. Miller's going to shoot a two. No, Gibson gets the rebound.
Oh, Gibson
gets
the air to pull down out of it.
Pearl gets the ball over to Neal up top to Gibson. Gibson back to Neal. Neal to Pearl. Pearl gets
right.
It to Young.
6 minutes to go. Set it up, guys.
Over to Gibson. Gibson gets it to Young. Inside to Pearl.
Pearl will back out.
Pearl drives the baseline. Almost out of his way. Lycus intercepted it, but he was out of bounds. So it's going to stay with the Bobcats.
Well, Ben Neal picked it up and put it in, but it didn't count.
Ball passed in to Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Young. Young over to Pearl. Pearl passes inside to Young. Young almost loses it, and it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Buffaloes.
On the arrow. A little quiet in here, don't you think?
Yes, a little bit. Mundy's got it up top. Gonna stay tuned down in the corner to Miller. Miller for three. He misses. Ball's run down. Hayes comes away with it. Loses control.
Goes back over the line. It'll be Bobcat ball.
Hayes gets the ground, chasing that ball down. Good hustle by him, but it's going to go back to the Bobcat.
Twenty-two to nine, 5:16 remaining in the second.
Have it gets it into Pearl. Pearl gets it over to Gibson. Gets it to Young. Young down to Pearl in the corner. Pearl passes that to Gibson. Gibson gets it over to Young. Young takes it inside, pulls up a little jumper, hits off. Hughes gets the rebound, he throws it back to Pearl. Pearl's looking to hand it off to somebody, and he gets it to Abbott. Timeout.
That's a good timeout right there by Coach Aaron. Because we were about ready to lose that ball.
4:46 left in the second. Bobcats 22, Buffaloes 9.
Well, Johnny, you want to change your prediction?
Not right yet, but I'm pretty impressed with where the Bobcats are playing right now. 22-9. I never thought that they'd have this margin over this earlier in the game.
Don't be jinxed in the sky.
Yeah, not wild.
We know what happens when we start bragging.
I think they need to take the bacon home, though, tonight.
Yes. Ball inbound to Pearl. He's going to walk it down. Gets it over to Gibson over on the right side. Up top to Young. Young gets it to Hughes. Hughes gets it to Pearl.
Michael almost passed it onto the baseline.
Pearl got it in, passes to Young, but he's tripped up. There's going to be a foul there.
He's going to shoot two. And it's very important.
That goes against Mundy. He's second.
At the risk of being redundant, these counts, let's make them.
First foul up by Young. A little too hard, hits the back of the rim.
Yeah, that's my fault, I guess.
He gets one more. Second shot up.
I'll take the second round.
23-9. 4:15 remaining in the second.
Mundy gets the ball over to Miller. Back to Mundy. Mundy drives around. He gets it down to Krauss over on the left side. Krauss takes it under the baseline. Pass up top to Miller. Miller takes it in. He passes back to Krauss up top.
Crouch wants to put it up.
Yeah.
Crouch gets it to Miller for a three. It's in there.
Boy, that was nothing but now. 23-12 under 4 minutes now.
So gets the ball over to Young. Young gets it to Abbott. Abbott gets it to Gibson. Gibson sets it back up top. Gets it to Pearl. Pearl down the corner to Young. Young up top to Abbott for three. Oh, that's a little too hard. gets it tossed up and back in. Thurl comes away with it. Dribbles it off his foot. Young and Hughes is going to sit down.
Neon Crawford coming in.
I'm thinking Coach Aaron's not happy. Lycus gets the ball almost knocked away. He gets it back to Fowler. Fowler gets it to Miller. There's going to be an offense foul called.
On Clark Range.
Yeah. On Clark Range, number four. Crouch is first.
Well, we need to get some fouls on him.
Fowler's going to walk it down. Earl gets it to Gibson. Gibson up top to Neal. Neal down the corner to Earl. Earl over to Gibson. Gibson for a three. Nope, that one's off. Seen it from here. Monday gets the rebound.
We did not have a single white jersey under there.
Smallest one on the court. Got the rebound. Passes to Lycus. Lycus underneath. Crouch. Crouch out to Miller. Miller drives in. Hughes, he misses. Rebound foul.
There's a foul, not called. Well, Michael just got grabbed.
Earl gets it to Gibson. Gibson takes it in there.
You know, Gibby has an inordinate amount of ability to hit that jump shot as he's moving left to right.
Mundy's got the ball. He gets it over to Kraft on the left side. Kraft drives in. And check. Man number 30 to the hand.
That saved a basket there because Crouch went ahead to put it in.
Crawford instead of 14. He's 30. That's going to be his first. Pass inside to Hayes. Hayes gets it back out to Miller. I mean, Fowler, I'm sorry. Miller shoots a three. It's off. Rebound Mundy. Mundy drives right in there.
Should not have gotten that basket.
No.
5 to 14 with 1:45 remaining.
Pearl got it up top, gets it over to Crawford. Crawford to Neal. Neal to Pearl.
Blake Hughes reporting.
Pearl penetrates on the inside, pass down the corner to Abbott. Abbott gets it back to Pearl. Pearl's going to drive that baseline up top to Neal. Neal takes it inside, back to Pearl for a three. That one's short. Gibson gets the rebound. He tries to run it down, but it's out of bounds.
Yeah, we need Blake in there along with Ryan to get some boards. 1:10 remaining. We're up by 11. And the biggest difference in this first half so far has been Clark Range has only scored 12.
Ball out to...
Now what?
He stepped out of bounds before he shot.
1:01 remaining. Bobcats have the ball, and I wouldn't be surprised but what we deflated.
Ball inbounded to Pearl. He's going to walk it down. 55 seconds, less than a second.
Well, Clark Range has a foul to give away.
Neal almost loses it.
But that's not, I'm not sure Ben's the.
Mundy's got the ball.
Is the one to handle it like that in that situation.
Mundy drives all the way in, he lays it in.
Boy, he went up over some tall timber to put that in. That'll make it 25 to 16. And all of a sudden, they've scored a couple buckets here.
Here we go. 5 seconds. Bill's going to pull up a little jumper. He shoots, he misses. And at the end of the second, your ball catch 25, your Buffalo 16.
All right, folks, let's go away, and we'll be back with the last half and probably Coach Brent Smith. Don't you dare go away.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center, providing the best medical care for this area.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogens and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter paints and the highest quality available with Bryant heating, ventilating, and air conditioning equipment. With Porter paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric.
Well, welcome back, folks. Here at halftime of the Bobcat-Buffalo game, Bobcats are up by 9, 25-16. But right now we have great coach Brent Smith, who the Lady Bobcats just beat the Lady Buffaloes for the second time this year, this time by 15, running the record to 7 wins in the district and 20-2 overall. And I think, Coach, I know it's the third straight year that we've won at least 20, and maybe more years than that.
It's the third straight. These seniors, freshmen, we only won 8.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We only won 8.
You just had to bring it up.
I stand to be corrected.
Yeah, this is progress. Obviously, we've gotten better in years, which we should have. But 7-0, first time we're officially the Tri-Lakes Conference champions outright.
That's what you won in 1990?
Since 1990, yes, sir. It's the last time we won.
Congratulations. I know something else you're probably going to get the third year in a row. And if you don't, it's going to be robbery. I know you're modest, but...
Proud of where we're at. I mean, that's the thing. To go undefeated in this league, it would be wonderful. We want to try to do that, obviously, on Tuesday. And, we want to do that. I think it's a great opportunity for us to do that. But, anytime you can win this conference, it's a great feat.
I thought that the Lady Buffaloes, I was impressed with a lot of their play. And as a matter of fact, they were up at halftime.
Well, yeah, and I told somebody, cause I went back and watched the film of the football game. It'll be deceiving, really. I mean, we didn't play great. We didn't play great here tonight.
But
when you shoot 30% and then the opposing team shoots 60%.
That's tough.
Let me give you a couple of stats from that game. We gave up 6 offensive rebounds. Anything under 8, I'd have took going in. If you'd have told me that, I'd say we'd have won by a bunch. We only had 14 turnovers. They had 19 turnovers. So, I mean, we just shot it bad, but our defense wasn't good. Football only missed 10-2 pointers, and only missed, they were 47%, they were 9 of 18 or 19 from the 3. So they only missed a total of 19 shots.
Wow.
And they still only won the 10.
Yeah, and they beat White County here. I found out a while ago they beat White County tonight. So.
Wow.
So they're kind of getting better. And I knew that watching them. They're all just solid, and it kind of gave us a trouble. But I told somebody going in, we're going to be a little rough around the edges here tonight. And we still were. So our start was great. I thought we were going to roll. And
we're up 17-9, but I think we had 10 or 12.
We were. And the thing I'm kind of, we need to have a little trouble with is In the earlier part of the year, we were running people out of gas.
Yeah.
We're not doing that now. No.
Well, the other teams have had time to.
Yeah, exactly. They're catching up in this race. But I think at the same sense, too, they're splitting everybody back. Our transition game is good because they're splitting everybody back and they're sending anybody to the grass.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's why we're not getting any fewer notes. We're not getting any leak out.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And, but it kind of, it slows down. They slowed us down here now. You know, I think the Royal Sandwich scored 62 points. You know, then that's, you know.
Well, that's about average, I guess.
We were the highest scoring team in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
I saw once where we were the third highest.
We were the highest. We're probably not anymore. I think like two games, but we were the highest scoring team in the state of Tennessee. You know, what's that mean? Nothing.
No.
You know, that don't mean a thing. We just want to, you know, winning this game here tonight was a great feat for us. And I don't get wrong. We're going to get better. We're kind of had a few struggles. We're bounced around here. We're going to get better and hope we continue to go forward. And that's all you can ask.
Well, you got to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, I think your kids kind of got a little bit, I hate to say it, bored. You know, a little bit, and that's a shame to say that, but it's almost true because when you're winning, this was almost easy.
Yeah.
You know, it was almost easy, and these last two haven't been, and it's good for us.
Yeah,
our last three haven't been.
Yeah.
And I think we're looking for tournament time. You know, we've got a lights home game here tomorrow night.
That should be a very tough game.
Well, they've won five or six in a row, but,
but that's all they've won.
Yeah, they've won eight games. They've won six in a row, I believe that. But, you know, and they have a game here tonight. I mean, they have a game tonight, too. So, I think it's a team that they're going to beat. It's not a very good team they're playing tonight. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I hope it's a challenge. We need games to make the challenge.
We seem to have the best district.
No question.
You got another district game coming up on the ninth against Monterey. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, this game, they played, Clark Range played them the other night. The score was 36-8. The score at the end of the half was, I believe, 19-6.
Wow.
Score going into the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter, was 22-9. So, I'm understanding another game. I think Coach Rogers is upset at his players, and he started some of those younger kids, and it got ugly, in my understanding. It's going to be on the road. It's up there. It's up late slay. It'll be a challenge for us. And, you know, we just need to keep progressing and winning games.
Yeah.
We're still playing in the K-8.
We are. Yes, sir.
Nice.
You want to see that new facility.
I can't wait to get in there.
It is nice.
I bet it'll look like a lot like Watertown.
It's similar, but the field house, the box blue field house, is built into the school.
What?
Yeah, that's the skyboxes.
Oh, around the side, isn't it? In the middle?
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Well, I hope they remember to make provisions for radio and TV because we're tired of sitting in the corner.
I hope so.
Yeah, don't forget to get us lined up for the state now. Don't forget a little thing. We're going.
Yeah, we got a floaty thing. I hope so.
What are the dates for the district?
The opening playing games, 4 and 5 will play on
Wednesday.
Tuesday. And we'll play on the 18th, which is on Thursday.
We play on the 18th.
Yeah,
Thursday.
And the boys, it depends on what happens to them. If they don't play the 4 and 5 game, they'll play on Friday, which will be the night. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Johnny. Okay.
Buffaloes. Yeah, 100 crowds for 6. Emily Lane with 1. Coleman Link with 2. Ryan Miller with 3. And Austin Mundy with 4. Total 16. For your Pitt County Bobcats, you have Blake Hughes with 4. Ben Neal with 4. Mm-hmm. Dalton Adams with 5. Brian Gibbs with 1. Trent Young with 1 for a total of 25. Bobcats have 25-16 to break.
Already started the third quarter. Gibson drives in. Bounce. Nothing there. And they're going to call him for over the back.
That happened so many times.
That's going to be his second.
Well, I see our friend Gary Clark's still here. He hasn't gone home.
Mundy's got the ball. He takes it over on the right side. He hands it off to Pouch.
You don't remember.
He's going to shoot a long three. Bounced around. Rebound, Abbott. Abbott's going to pull up and shoot a three. This one rolls around. He misses. Coming away, which is going to be Lockett. Lockett gets it to Mundy. Mundy's going to take it all the way down. Left it wide open underneath the goal, and he takes advantage of it.
25-18. You know, he's got some speed. We need to get back in the groove here because they've been climbing right back to us. We're up by seven, but...
Gibson shoots a three, you know.
That helps. 28-18. We're up by 10 again with 6:40 to go in the third.
Mundy's up and ball, gets it over to Lockett. Lockett down in the corner to Kraus. Kraus passes inside to Fowler. Fowler gets it back to Miller. Miller shoots nothing there. Rebound, Gibson. Gibson even both goes up for it. Pearl brings it down, pass underneath. Going to be a kick ball, so it stays with the Bobcats.
Well, we tried to thread the needle, and we almost got it down.
Pearl to inbound. Gets it into use. He hands it to Pearl. Pearl passes underneath the use. He's wide open. Oh, he misses that shot. Lockett gets the rebound.
I wasn't sure, but what he might have got. No,
he might have got slapped with that one. Mundy's got the ball. He hands it off to Kraus. Kraus takes it in. Oh, Gibson should have took that.
Well, they call it blocking, didn't they? Yeah, they're counting it.
Goes against number 32, Ben Neal. He's second.
28-25, 56 remaining in the third.
Kraus at the line to shoot one. Shot up good.
He's a good shot, so he's going to make those charities. 7-point lead for the Bobcats.
Pearl passes over to Abbott. Abbott up top to Neal. Neal passes to Pearl. Pearl's looking for something in the middle. He's going to hand it back off to Abbott. Abbott underneath to use. Abbott throws it just a little bit hard. Almost throws it away. All the way along across to Neal. Neal passes inside to Gibson. Gibson's going to turn shoot. He's going to be called against Lockett, I do believe. Yep, that's going to be his first. Gibson's at the line to shoot, too.
I think they're blocking our view here, but that ball went in.
Well, shot up good. I can see right point on.
29-21.
We'll get one more. 5:23 left in the third. Shot up, good by Gibson.
Jimmy's been shooting pretty well tonight. 30-21, 5:10 to go.
Mundy's got the ball. Penetrates underneath, pass underneath the locker. They left him open again, got behind him.
Well, Lou Garden made that play.
Yeah, Mundy. Pearl's going to take it down. He's going to draw that foul and count that shot. That goes against number 12. Fowler, his second. Count that shot. Pearl's going to go to the line to shoot one.
So, with 5:01 remaining in the third, the Bobcats up 32-23. And number two, Kobe Hayes is in the lineup now for the Buffalo.
Shot up by Pearl. Count it.
33-23.
Mundy's got them all. Takes it over on the right side. Pass down to Miller. Miller tries to pass inside, but Pearl kicks it with his foot.
4:46 remaining. Bob gets up at 10.
Ball inbounded to Kraus. Neal knocks it out of bounds.
.443 remaining. A lot of threes up there.
Neal's getting ready to get a technical call if he don't quit jamming.
He got a personal call, that's for sure.
32. Got a hold on Neil. That's going to be his third.
Third team foul in this half of the Bobcats. 2 on the Buffalo.
Call him up as long. Hayes. Hayes takes it in, gets it to Krauts. Krauts gets it back out top to Miller. Miller passes to Hayes. Hayes lobs all the way down to Lycus. It's in there.
Good pass, good play. A backdoor job, 33 to 25.
Pearl's got the ball up top. He drives in. Oh, and there's going to be a foul there.
You call for charge? Yes.
Okay, that was charge against John Michael, his first.
And that'll be the fourth team foul of this half for the Bobcats. 4:13 remaining. We're up 33 to 25.
Somebody's going to walk it down. Yeah, it's going to come in. And he passes over to Hayes. Hayes turns spin.
He's walking.
He shoots. Nothing there. Gibson comes away with the rebound. Cole's got it. He's going to run it down. Brings it back. Passes out to Gibson. Gibson almost loses it. Passes
almost
to Neal. Neal passes underneath to Hughes. Hughes shoots. He misses. Hayes gets the rebound.
He clearly got caught
on
that one.
Krauts has got the ball. Out of bounds on Crouch's knee.
Then Neal hit it off of Crouch, who was controlling. Boy.
What do you think? That he just called a technical foul on 32 white.
And 4 blue.
And 4 blue. It's off the game, point of interruption, right? That means there's no shots because it's double fouls, but White gets the ball because they had it. Okay.
Oh, well, that's an interesting title. At any rate, Bobcats have John Michael controls the top of the key.
Passes over to Young on the left side. Young brings it back up top to Abbott. Abbott takes it down, brings it back. He gets it to Young. Oh, almost fell in the way by Krauts. Krauts almost hit again. There's another foul.
Yeah, reached in behind and tried to knock it away. And how many is that on him?
That's three.
All right.
He's got blood on one.
On number two,
Hayes. He's got Hayes, so we've got number 21, Lane, coming in.
Emery Lane, another 6-5.
Pearl gets the ball over to Young. Oh, he's wide open.
He almost pulled the trigger, but he didn't.
Use back at top to Pearl. Pearl passes over to, I can see Young. Young gets it back to Pearl.
Young almost lost it.
Miller is all over Abbott over there. He just runs in circles. Hughes gets the ball. He turns shoots, and there's going to be a foul on Lane. That's going to be his first. Hughes is going to go to the line to shoot two. We need both.
That's right. It's a game of charities. If you can make those, you win a lot of games. Oh, what did you say?
Hughes has missed the first one.
Oh, he ordinarily doesn't miss.
Second shot. Oh, he missed him both. And Lane gets the rebound, gets it to Mundy.
That may come back to haunt us, actually.
Mundy's got it up top, 220 left in the third. Pass underneath to Lycus. Lycus gets it out to Krauts for three. He's short. Rebound foul. Earl runs it down. He passes out to Abbott. Abbott's going to shoot that three. Yeah!
we got a little on that one.
Time out on Coach Aaron's 207, less than the third. Your Bobcats 36, your Buffaloes 25.
Looking good for the home team.
Well,
Zach can say he is so funny.
I admit, I'm surprised.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I ain't gonna say anything. I just gotta set my two. I'm telling you. It ain't over yet.
All right, Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra.
Well, we're ready to go again. And 207 remaining in the third. Both teams have five team fouls.
Monday's got them all. He's going to walk it down. Takes it over on the right side. They've got to watch those big logs that they're throwing down underneath. He's picked up the dribble, throw it away by Gibson. Gibson gets it down to Abbott.
Gibby is playing one of his best games, and he's been doing that regularly.
Shot by Abbott. Oh, he shoots off balance. Rebound goes to Lane. Lane gets it down to Crouch. Crouch is going to pull up a little jumper. It's in there.
Right from the baseline, a left-hander, and he is left-handed, so that makes sense, doesn't it?
36-27. Yes. A minute and 20 left in the third.
It's not going to come out on him. Just run it down. I don't know how he's coming out. Don't think he's close enough. Yeah, no, he is.
Pearl takes it down. He drives in, and it's a blocked shot. Nothing called. Fall for it. You just got it. Oh, oh.
That was kind of forced, I must admit.
You get it to Abbott.
Under a minute now.
You just got it in the corner. 45 seconds.
Somebody got to move, though.
Hands it to Pearl. Pearl goes in, shoots, nothing, but there's going to be a foul.
I hope he didn't hook that arm. Took a hard fall on that right arm and shoulder.
That goes against Locke at 5 seconds.
Well, that's the 16 foul, so we're going to be shooting the last quarter. And like we say, charities count, so let's make them.
First shot, good.
Has John Michael missed any charities tonight, Dang?
No, sir.
I don't think he did last game either.
Second shot.
Oh, didn't get the roll.
I'm going to put tape on him every time we get somebody in his free throw line. I'll go down the crowd. Crouch pulls up another jumper. It's in there. He towers over everybody.
He is a player. It's 37-29 now as the clock runs down in the third.
Pearl takes it down. Gets it up top to Young. Young gets it back to Pearl. Pearl gets it back to Young. Young's going to shoot a long three. Throws in and out. Rebound Monday.
He's got the right idea, I think, every stopping point here. But the end of three, our Bobcats have 37, and the Buffaloes have 29. So we scored 12, and they scored 13 in that quarter. But let's go in. We'll be back with a finish.
Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says, go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Welcome back, folks.
Here we go. The Buffaloes are going to have the ball at the beginning of the fourth. Mundy's got it over on the left side. Almost tipped away by Young. Hayes comes away with it, gets it to Lacus. Lacus shoots. Yeah. Caught him for a walk before he shot the ball.
I don't think we're going to give him a 3-point play.
And Lacus is like, walk. Lacus is like, what is it? He didn't understand that there was a foul. You see how he thought there was a foul because he said
Coach, I don't know what
you're saying. Coach Holler's intercepted piece, and I'm with you. He was going to tie. He was close, too. It would have been, one of the others. That's funny.
Marcus has the ball. We're up by 8. Look how young he looks.
Yes, he does. Earl sets the ball up top. He takes it down, passes out to knock away, and Miller's out to catch it.
Don't know why we continue to try to force it, but.
Michael gets the ball up top to Hayes over to Miller. Passes down to Kraus. Kraus up top to Hayes. Hayes drives in. It's going to be a hand check on Brian Gibson. That's going to be his third.
That's a 16 foul. Both teams have 6. So both will be shooting the next personal calls.
Mundy throws the ball long to Kraus. Kraus has got it at the top. He's going to pull up a 3-pointer. Yeah. By that now. Well, he's a CA.
Get on that kid.
Yeah. He shot that one over steady.
37-32. He's pulling these blockholes right back into this game.
Pearl gets the ball down to Abbott. Abbott up top to Gibson. Gibson to Pearl. He's got a hold of his shirt. Number 24, Miller, has hold of Abbott's shirt as he runs through Gibson's shoes. It's going to be a foul on Crouch. That should be his, I don't know.
Fourth?
Yes. Fourth.
I hope. Yep.
Yes.
Coach might want to have him sit down for a couple minutes. He's complaining to Coach, the Buffalo coach.
Yeah.
He's complaining about the officiating.
Did he miss that first one or hit it?
He missed it.
Okay. Nathan's getting hot.
Hello, that coach.
Second shot. Good.
Oh, it's 6 points now. Two possessions.
Mundy gets the ball down in the corner to Miller. Miller drives the baseline, throws it out to Kraus for another three. Now this time he misses. Gibson gets the rebound and gets it to Pearl. Pearl's going to push it down. 6 minutes left in the ballgame, folks.
Don't force it.
Pearl brings it back out and set it up. Take your time. We're ahead by 6. Pearl takes it up. That should be a push on number 2, Hayes.
He didn't, Dawson put down,
Yeah, he did push him, I saw him. He went like that.
Come on, Dawson. Abbott.
Dawson.
We need this.
First shot on Clay.
Good. The scrub, 39-32.
Second shot on Clay.
Oh, yeah. 40-32.
We've got Kraus with it. Kraus passes down to Miller. Miller takes it inside. Oh, a block shot by Gimme.
I'm going to knock that ball all the way to Jamestown. If not, Clark Green. 5:37.
Mundy in Valley Calacas. Calacas gets it up top to Miller. Miller passes down two like it, throws it too hard. Oh, Abbott dives for it, gets it cheap. Burrow gets it over to Gibson. Gibson's right up in the third three. This is off. Rebound Miller.
We shouldn't be putting it up quite so quickly because if they foul, we go to the line.
Hayden's got the ball about. He almost loses control of it. Tries to pass it to Lycus, almost knocked away. Hayden comes out with it. Hayden passes in the corner to Mundy. Mundy drives in. Pass down the corner to Miller. Miller drives the baseline. Shoots. Nothing there. And we've got a foul on, I don't know, Gibson and Miller hit his head. So that's four on Gibson.
4:55 remaining. We need to run the clock a little here, boys. There's number two back in there. He's got his arm bandaged up.
Miller's at the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot up. Good.
It's a nice stroke. Nothing but net. 40-33.
4:55 left in the ball game. Second shot on its way. This one, he
got the roll.
He gets the roll.
40-34. Under 5 minutes. Here comes the Bobcats.
Take your time, guys. You're ahead. There you go. Make them come out and get you. Squirrels up the ball, takes it over on the right side. Passes up to Neal.
Don't force it.
Neal gets it to Pearl. Pearl drives in. Shoots, and there's going to be a foul on, I think it was Rockers. Nope, 24. That goes against Miller, his second. Pearl's going to go to the line.
It's a ninth team foul on Clark Running, so one more, and we're going to be a double-double. But it doesn't matter if we make them.
Pearl's first shot up. Good. Young's coming in for Gibson.
Gibson has four personals?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. We need Gibson in there.
I think he's
going
to give him a break.
Okay.
For a second shot. Good.
42-34.
Mundy's got the ball. He's going to take it down. Passes down in the corner to Miller. Miller passes inside to Lycus. Lycus gets it back out to Kraft. Kraft drives in. Oh, count that basket. He's going to go again.
He got a roll on that, but he is tough.
32, Ben Neal, he just fouled out. That's his fifth.
42-36. Gibson's back in there now.
Kraft is going to get another one. Fouled up, good.
How many has Kraft got, Johnny?
He's got
four. Four timeouts.
Let's go away and we'll be back.
Milestone Physical Therapy is owned and operated by Laura Reagan, a former Lady Bobcat. If you have a shoulder, back, hip, or ankle injury, Laura can help you get back in motion. She has a full range of equipment to get you over those aches and pains. She works closely with your doctor to get you back in motion. She is located in the Byrdstown Medical Center building, and her office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Ask your doctor if physical therapy will help you. Call Laura at 931-864-8090. Let her help you get back in motion.
Make it special. Make it Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Diamonds, gemstones, gold, and silver. At Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts, you'll find beautifully crafted jewelry at affordable prices. Diamond engagement rings, wedding bands, and anniversary bands. Diamonds in a variety of cuts and sizes. Diamond stud earrings starting at only $99. Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts also carries Sorelli Jewelry, a vintage-inspired line full of vibrant colors and crystals, Citizen Echo Drive and quartz watches, sterling silver jewelry, Zippo products, and Yankee candles. Make an ordinary day extraordinary with a gift from Kelly's Jewelry and Gifts in Albany. Layaways welcome and major credit cards accepted.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Welcome back, folks, to the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Earl's going to bring the ball down. Earl penetrates down on the inside in the corner to Gibson for three. Kelly!
We needed that 45 to 37, under 4 minutes now.
Mundy's got it up top.
He is quick.
Yes,
boy, he is.
Stolen away by Young. Miller comes away with it. Miller gets it down to Laka. Laka sends it back to Miller. Miller to Laka. He takes it in his course. Walk it down, guys. Come on.
45 to 39, 3:15 remaining in the game.
Earl's got it over on the left side. He passes it to Abbott. Abbott passes down to Pearl underneath. Oh, nothing called. Out of bounds. Out of bounds by Young. It's going to stay with the Buffalo. 2:53 left.
We're up by six, and they have the ball. You know, this could get awfully close at the end here.
Miller gets the ball, gets it back to Monday.
What's the whistle?
I'm out. Handshake on Dawson Abbott.
And they go to the line.
And that's going to be his first. Mundy at the line. His first shot up. Good. They better be holding it up right here. Second one up by Mundy. He misses it. Rebound Gibson. Walk it down, walk it down, walk it down.
Well, they can buy you. You can shoot charity.
Gibson gets the ball. Gets it back to Pearl. Pearl gets it down to Gibson. Shoots another three. Count it.
Give me winning this whole thing for the Bobcats tonight. 48 to 40.
Mundy gets the ball over to Count. Pat is going to pull up a three. A long three. That is WNBA, I'm telling you.
And I don't even think he knew where the basket was. But 48-43.
Full timeout.
Go away, folks. We'll be back.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Byrdstown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
B&K Buy-Ride and their friendly staff are happy to once again support the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. B&K is a fully stocked grocery from fresh fruits and vegetables to canned goods, paper products, and canning jars. Stop by and say hi to Rick the Butcher when you pick up your freshly cut meat or roasted chicken. He'll be happy to cut those steaks to your liking. Your bags are carried to your car by a B&K friendly face. B&K is open 6:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Remember to check out the weekly specials in the Pickett County Press. Go Bobcats!
What they tell us, the play-in games start on Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday the 16th.
And 18th is
the boys will possibly say on Tuesday the 16th, that's when they start. But if not, it'll be Friday. Gibson's got the ball. Gets it over to Abbott. Abbott back to Pearl. They picked up full court press. Pass underneath to Young. He shoots, nothing called, but he gets the rebound.
Oh, for
walk. Oh, me.
A minute 50 left in the ball game. Bobcats called for a walk. So it's back to the Buffaloes. Mundy's got it up top. Pass underneath. Well, he was the one that run into him. That's going to be against Gibson. And I do believe Gibson just fouled out. He did.
1:44 remaining. We're only up by five, and they're at the line twice.
Oh, man.
So, Gibby just hit the floor.
He hit the seat.
I hope he didn't hurt himself.
Coach Aaron, give him the don't you do that.
No, don't want to hurt yourself. Boone's in there now.
Okay, here we go. He's at the line. He's going to shoot two. First shot up. Good.
48 to 44. They're creeping closer and closer.
144 left in the ball game.
Well, I forgot to walk him with back.
Second shot. Good.
Robert, help me out on that one. 48 to 45. 142 to go.
Pearl gets the ball into you. You send it back to Pearl. Pearl takes it down and out. Full timeout call on Coach Aaron with a minute and 30 left in the ballgame. Your Bobcats 50, Buffalo 45.
Full timeout. I'll try to do better and not be distracted by what's going on here, but I sure was by Gibson the last time. And we'll be back.
If you plan to build a home, add or enlarge a deck, build a garage or a pole barn, call Brian Cross at BC Carpentry for the best in construction. He's insured, licensed, and professional. Brian's workmanship shows in our community. Look for his ads in the Pickett County Press each week or go to www.bccarpentry.info to check out his work. You'll be glad you did. No job is too large or too small for BC Carpentry. Free quotes are available, so for the best in the business, get in contact with BC Carpentry. Go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats!
Jack Amonette has been designing and making the best professional signs in the Upper Cumberland area for years. Using the latest cutting-edge technology and equipment, his products are superb and will certainly send your message. Jackson Signs is in the Fitzgerald Building on Livingston Highway. That is easy to get to and with great rates for business promotion or any personal event you have. Let Jack help with your signs, banners, magnetics, and vinyl products, or vehicle lettering. Call Jack Amonette at 606-688-0913.
In your time of need, there is no one better to turn to than the Brown Funeral Chapel, offering complete, compassionate, and caring services. They care about you, your deceased, and in a service just right for you. Services of all kinds are available, including cremation, non-denomination, or traditional services. They are there for you and your family. Call Greg Brown and his family in your hour of need at 931-864-6464. Brown Funeral Chapel at 504 West Main Street in Byrdstown.
Welcome. He replaced Gibson.
Oh, yeah, Gibson could be fouled out. Right, here we go. Money's got the ball. Gets it down in the corner to Crouch. Back up to Money. Almost goes it away. Money drives underneath. Pass it to Lycus. Oh, he missed it.
The Lycus
tried
to dunk the ball.
They just called Trent Young for a hold. Oh, my goodness. That was two. That's two on Trent.
Well, Lycus tried to dunk it, and he didn't get it over the rim. So I thought we dodged a bullet, but Parker Ames is at the line.
Lycus is at the line. He let it
that one bounced.
Hit the front of the rim and still bounced in.
50 to 46, 113 to go. This is going to be a game of charity.
Second shot. This is you. Walk it down. Please walk it down. A minute and 10 left in the ball game.
50 to 46.
I wouldn't even try to take a shot.
Pass the game. Oh! Underneath the unit is going to be a foul. I foul 24 Miller.
It's exactly 1 minute remaining. You're right.
A three on Miller. Young's at the line. No, I'm telling you, it's too close.
You're hyperventilating.
4 points is not. That's just. Ooh. All right, Young, let's go. Young, first shot on his way. Good.
Yay, Matrant. 51 to 46. And if he makes this, it'll be a full two possession game.
Second shot.
Well. I jinxed him, I guess.
Crash got the ball. Crash
is the ball. Number 24 was not looking I guess it's Crouch when he passed it, and it went out of bounds.
Miller's got the. Pearl's got the ball. Pearl drives in. Oh, he made it. 5-4, Money comes away with it.
Oh, foul.
Don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. Oh!
What is he doing?
He passes out the Hayes for a three. In and out.
All right. How do you feel better, Elaine?
Yeah.
You got to feel better.
That goes against number 10, Lockett. That's going to be his third use at the line. 29.9 seconds left.
And a five-point lead.
Five-point lead.
Sounds important. Blake's at the line.
First shot at my Blake. Good.
Oh, I love his stroke. 52-46. Well, we see some folks leaving.
Second shot. Ooh, roller. Lockett gets the rebound. Gets the crowd.
Get on him.
Crouch pulls up a three. This is short. Rebound. Use again. Use gets it to fall. Reaching in by Crouch. He just found out.
Great player, though. I have to give him credit. Who's going to the line? John Michael?
Yeah.
17 seconds remaining.
Time out on the clock ring. Full time out.
Well, we're going to keep it here. 17 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought of something. Back in the day, when an opponent fouled out, it was not unusual to go over and shake his hand.
No, that's right.
I haven't seen that.
Or, like, when you foul out, you've got your 30 seconds so that you got to get somebody in, and they usually took it whenever I played.
Yeah.
They give the coach enough time to look at the ref, like, what did you just call?
Well, look at this.
Yeah, like that.
Luke's talking to Coach... Was it Rodney Powell. Been coach out there at Clark Range for years and years.
He said, Ralph, coach has got two more timeouts left, Ralph.
I don't know that that's worthy of me reporting that, do you?
First shot up by Carol, he could.
Makes it 7, 53-46 as we inch closer.
Second shot, good.
Also good by John Michael, and 54-46.
No foul. 15 seconds. Miller's going to pull, Money pulls up a three. Nope, nothing there. Rebound, Abbott.
Abbott's going to go to the line.
Money's going to get a foul.
See, here's a good example of what happens if you have, and we talk about it all the time, if you have a small lead at the last 3 or 4 minutes of a game, the other team starts fouling you, and you make those charities.
Abbott's first shot he missed.
You can really stretch that lead.
Pearl and Hughes are going to sit down. Actually, I think they're all going to sit down.
I don't know if I'd even do it.
All right. Abbott at the line.
I don't know if you want in, Ralph.
First shot up.
I couldn't even get to the score bench, let alone get in.
Shot out by Mundy. No, rebound. Going to be Boston York, and that's it, folks.
After the final buzzer, the Bobcats come away with a 55-46 victory. And in that quarter, what did we score? 18?
Yep.
And what did they score? 17. But at any rate, we come away with a great win. Both teams did well. So congratulations to the Bobcats and the Lady Bobcats. Right now, let's take a break as you listen to the sponsors.
Breyer's Auto Spot wishes the Bobcats and Lady Bobcats a spectacular year. They know playing ball causes wear and tear on your body. That can happen to your car or truck as well. That's when a visit to Breyer's will take care of that problem. Their mechanics are second to none. No matter if it's a tune-up, transmission problem, or worn-out tires, they're ready to help. If you're a fix-it-yourself kind of guy, they also have all the auto parts you'll need.
Chris, Pat, and the crew are at your service at Pryor's Auto Spot, Highway 111 Bypass.
The best way to control your business and operating costs is to have a well-thought-out plan that includes exactly what you want to accomplish and how you plan to get the job done. At People's Bank, we understand and anticipate loan needs, stretching whenever possible to make deals work. We have the financial products and services that are just right for your business. People's Bank and Trust Company of Pickett County, investing in the future, one customer at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Dr. Mason and the Byrdstown Medical Center have been supporting the Bobcats for over 25 years. Once again, they wish the Bobcats a healthy winning season. Dr. James Tompkins recently joined the staff and is currently seeing new patients. Byrdstown Medical Center maintains a complete emergency room. Many accidents that need stitches or broken bones can be taken care of in Pickett County. If more serious medical services are needed, they will fly you to the hospital that specializes in your medical needs. Dr. Mason and Byrdstown Medical Center providing the best medical care for this area.
Welcome back, folks, here to Wheeler Hassler Gymnasium. Our Bobcats just came away with a 55-46 win over the Clark Range Buffaloes, avenging an earlier loss to over at Clark Range by, I think it was 6 points. So that'll make the Bobcat record, I think, about 15 and what, 7? I'm taking a shot at it. I should know, but I think that's pretty accurate.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Stays right on.
And and the Lady Bobcats, of course, won their game after a slow start by, what, 15 or so? And that'll make the Lady Bobcats 20 victories and only 2 losses on the year. And this is the 3rd straight year they've won at least 20, and this is not over yet. But Johnny, you want to give the data, and then Delaney, you want to take us through the end of the year?
Okay, for the Buffaloes, you had Hunter Krause with 22, Emory Lane with 1, Coleman Lincoln with 9, Toby Hayes with 2, Ryan Miller with 5, and Austin Mundy with 9, total 46. For Pitt County Bobcats, John Michael Furrow with 10, Blake Hughes with 5, Ben Neal with 4, Dalton Abbott with 17, Brian Gibson with 17, and Trent Young with 2 for a total of 55. The Bobcats win this one here at home over the Buffaloes, 55-46.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, it looks like tomorrow night here at 3:30, we are going to be starting off with our homecoming. At 4:30, following the homecoming, we're going to be playing East Robertson. So at 4:30 here tomorrow night, we're going to play East Robertson. Next week on the 9th, we're going to play Monterey at Monterey. And then on the 12th, we're going to travel down to Red Bulling Springs. So make sure you come out and support your Bobcats and Lady Bobcats. Again, 2 wins take home tonight. Out of it, how many did we win by?
9.
I said 2. It was up to 3 before they finally had a foul.
Well, I'll tell you what, we very well could win out the rest of the schedule.
I didn't say anything about it, but the last 3 seconds of the game, I was going to predict we'd win by 9.
Folks, that's what I have to put up with.
Me too.
But anyway, folks, until tomorrow afternoon at about 4:15 p.m., stay well.
Albany Plumbing and Electric has all your plumbing and electrical supplies and hardware. You'll find them at 144 Wolf River Dock Road. They now carry acetylene, oxygen, and nitrogen and POL bottles. Not only do they have the hard-to-find supplies, but they offer the complete heating and cooling sales and service. Get the very best with Porter Paints and the highest quality available with Bryant Heating, Ventilating, and Air Conditioning Equipment. With Porter Paints and Bryant products, there are none better. Come by and visit John and Tim at Albany Plumbing and Electric. Del Hollow Shell is a place to be. Stop in at Del Hollow Shell. They're open from 4 a.m. until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. They have gas for your car, truck, or boat, as well as camping and picnic supplies, hot and cold deli sandwiches, fresh ground coffee and cappuccino, plus breakfast, lunch, and pizza. Stop by and say hey to Johnny Sales, one of the Bobcat broadcasters. And as always, Del Hollow Shell appreciates your business and says go Bobcats and Lady Bobcats in this season.
The family of the First Baptist Church in Byrdstown is pleased to join others in our community in supporting our Lady Bobcats and Bobcats. We encourage you to attend the games when you can and to listen to the broadcast when you cannot. First Baptist Church is located on West Main Street next to City Hall in Bridgetown. We gather at 11 a.m. on Sunday and would love to see you. We have a great community. Help us keep it that way. Go, Bobcats and Lady Bobcats.